Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Unconventional by Isabel Love, narrated by Alexander Sendes and C.J. Bloom. Chapter 1. You Like Me Bossy. Charlie. The music is loud, the drinks are strong, and the women are beautiful at Club Bailar. I signal the bartender for another round and pass the shots to my best friends, Max and Logan. Congrats on your new account, Max shouts. Picture this. The graphic design firm I work for just landed a new client, one that specifically requested my photography services and came with a generous bonus. It's one of the best firms in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm pumped that the gears are finally shifting into place. We clink glasses, then drink, and the tequila burns its way down my throat. Warmth spreads from my stomach to the rest of my body, adding to my already high spirits. Thanks, this is gonna be awesome. Maybe I can finally afford to buy a Porsche, like Monica's old one, now that I'll have some more cash coming in. The thought of Max's girlfriend's old car still gives me a boner. If you want it, I have a feeling you'll find a way to make it happen, Max says, his bright blue eyes sparkling with pride. Max, Logan, and I have been friends since grade school, and it feels good to have their support. How are things with you and Monica? I ask him. Max and Monica met at this very club, and were surprised to learn soon afterward that Max was a new nurse in the emergency room where Monica works as a physician. Working together definitely made it tricky to have a relationship, but now they're going strong and disgustingly happy. Max's smile can't be suppressed. She's amazing. I think I'm going to ask her this weekend. Holy fuck, he's going to propose? I shudder at the thought of getting married. I've been in exactly one serious relationship when I was too naive to know better. At 16, I was head over heels in love, planning my future with my high school sweetheart, but it didn't work out the way I'd hoped. Don't get me wrong, the high of being in love was amazing, but the low of having the love of my life rip my heart out was brutal. I won't give another woman the chance to hurt me like that again. I'm single, and I plan to stay that way. I think you're crazy for wanting only one woman, but I'm so happy you're happy, I tell him. What's up with you and Quinn? Logan asks me, brown eyes dancing with curiosity. I'm surprised they've waited this long to ask me that question. Quinn Fitzpatrick, or as I like to call her, Red. I look over at the dance floor and find her dancing near Monica and Tate, Logan's girlfriend. All three women are beautiful. Monica's long, dark hair falls down her back, her hips moving to the music in a perfect rhythm. Tate is short and petite, with blonde hair and a pixie cut. She reminds me of Tinkerbell, flitting from one foot to the other, dancing with spastic energy and smiling like a goon the whole time. Monica and Tate are attractive, no doubt, but Quinn steals the show. She has wild red hair, hence my nickname for her, creamy pale skin, freckles that make me want to trace patterns on her skin for hours, and luscious lips that look gorgeous wrapped around my cock. Her whiskey brown eyes twinkle with mischief as she shakes her hips to the music. Nearly all of the men on the dance floor are staring at the trio, and one brave soul approaches Quinn. She looks up at him, a slow smile spreading across her face as he whispers in her ear. Fuck that smile. She doesn't even know how sexy she is. When we first met, Max forbade me from hooking up with his girlfriend's best friend. But making her off-limits only made me want to have her, and that was before I saw her. Once I saw her, my cock and I had no intention of staying away. Then she started talking about dick piercings, and it was a done deal. I happened to have my dick pierced, and she played with it all night that night, and has several times since. That woman enjoys sex almost as much as I do, which is saying something. We have fun sometimes, but we aren't together. She's awesome in bed and fun to hang out with, but you know me, I don't want a relationship. I shrug, not wanting to make a thing out of this with Logan and Max. So you don't care if she goes home with that guy tonight? Logan asks, nodding in her direction. I stare at Quinn as the guy starts to dance with her. She's facing me, and I see her lean her head back and laugh at something he says. She must feel us staring at her because she looks our way. When she catches me watching, her smile widens and she winks. I smirk at Logan. She can go home with whoever she wants. Doesn't mean she won't be wishing it was me. I must admit, on a few occasions, I've thought about Quinn while having sex with someone else. Logan and Max laugh and shake their heads. We do another celebratory shot, and I am feeling nice and buzzed. Max can't take his eyes off of Monica tonight, and I can tell he's itching to go dance with her. Sure enough, he turns to us and says, "I'm gonna go dance. You guys coming?" "Nah, you put us to shame, Mr. Salsa King." He took Monica to a salsa dance lesson when they first started dating. They liked it so much, they go regularly now, and I never miss an opportunity to give him shit for it. "Okay, you guys hold up the bar." He gives us a wave and weaves in between the bodies to get to Monica. He wraps his arms around her, and I almost get a toothache at how sweet they look together. I turn to Logan, a sarcastic remark about how pussy-whipped Max is on the tip of my tongue, but find Logan staring intently at Tate. Jesus Christ, I still can't get used to being the only single guy in our trio. I never thought both of my best friends would be settled down with women at 26. I lean my elbows back on the bar as I scan the crowd. Clubs are such a great place to people watch. They're also a great place to find a woman willing to celebrate with me, and there's no shortage of hot chicks here tonight. What am I in the mood for? I think to myself. Blonde, brunette, redhead, thin, curvy, tall, short. I like every shape and size. In the middle of a group of laughing ladies, I spot a tall blonde with a very nice rack looking right at me. She checks me out from head to toe, and I do the same to her. Very nice. Her tits are pouring out of her pathetic excuse for a tank top, leaving little to the imagination. I know just what I want to do with those tits, and my cock likes the idea a lot. She arches her back, giving me a better view of her ample cleavage, as if the lack of clothing didn't display them well enough for me and everyone else in this club. I meet her eyes, give her a smile so wide my dimples pop and wink. According to Quinn, I have a panty-dropping smile, and I think she's right. Little Miss Look at My Boobs bites her lower lip coyly and smiles back at me, then whispers to her friend and starts heading in my direction. Well, that didn't take long. "You find what you're looking for tonight?" Logan asks when he sees the girl walking our way. "Maybe," I tell him with a wolfish grin. "I'm gonna go hang with Tate and leave you to it." He drops some money on the bar to cover the tab. "Why not stick around and watch me in action? You might learn something," I tease. "You may think it takes skill to get a new girl all the time, but I've held on to the same girl for years. That's where the skill is, my friend. Longevity and stamina." He slaps me on my back with a chuckle and heads to the dance floor. Longevity and stamina. I roll my eyes. I have plenty of stamina. As for longevity, let's just say I prefer variety. As I watch Logan's retreating form, I see Quinn. She's still dancing with the same guy, and just as my gaze lands on them, he sweeps his finger down her cheek, holds her head in his hands, and kisses her. Her eyes flutter shut in surprise, but I see her sink into the kiss. Her hands clutch at his hair, and they turn their faces to get a better angle. Damn! I remember Quinn's kisses. Her mouth and tongue warm and wet. Fucking hell! She looks so damn sexy, and I'm still staring at her when her eyes open mid-kiss. Surprised to find me watching, her eyes widen a bit. I expect her to close them again, but she doesn't, holding my gaze as she continues to kiss this other man. I watch, transfixed, as her lids become heavy with desire. Kisses turn into licks, then she bites his lower lip and pulls it back a bit, as if to show me. I remember what else she liked to bite. Sweet baby Jesus, I can't stop watching the little show she's giving me.
"Hi there."
A voice breaks into my concentration, and I force my eyes away from Quinn to see the tall blonde smiling at me. The thin fabric of her white top leaves absolutely nothing to the imagination. "Hi, sweetheart." I turn to face her, trying my hardest to keep looking into her eyes. "And what brings you out tonight?" She giggles and her tits bounce, drawing my gaze to follow their movement. Fucking hell. Between Quinn and this girl, my cock is about to explode.
"Spring break just started,"
she informs me. Ah, I thought she looked rather young. Spring break? That's the most amazing time of your college career. How old are you?
21,
she replies. Perfect. I look down at her hard nipples and lick my lips. I like your shirt.
Thank you.
She smiles and shifts her body weight to one leg, fidgeting the way college girls do. I wonder if she can suck on her own nipples. Fuck, that would be hot. I make it my goal to get her to try.
Can I get you a drink? I'm celebrating tonight, too.
Absolutely. What are you celebrating?
She touches my forearm and inches closer. I had a great day at work, I say, eyeing her lips. They're thin, not like Quinn's full, delectable mouth. The fleeting thought makes me wonder what Quinn is up to. I turn to look at the spot I last saw her dancing and find her watching me. The guy's behind her now, hands on her waist, trying to get as close to her as possible. She's leaning back on his chest, but her eyes are hot on me. She nods to my companion and grabs her own boobs, as if to say, "Wow, those are some boobs." I raise my eyebrows and smirk at her. She points to the girl and mimics grabbing someone's tits in the air, as if challenging me to try to cop a feel. Challenge accepted. I nod with a wink and turn back to my new friend. She's twirling a strand of her long blonde hair and staring at the way my bicep strains against my sleeve. And good to know my time at the gym is more than just health benefits. "What would you like to drink?" I ask her.
"Something sweet,"
she requests with a smile. I try to think of a sweet drink, and the only words that come to mind have to do with tits. What about a slippery nipple? She giggles again, and I blatantly watch her boobs bounce. I inch closer, and she smiles, confessing,
"I've never had one."
Visions of making her nipples slippery with my cum clog my thoughts. Well, we should fix that right away. I turn to signal for the bartender's attention and order two. Once the shots are poured, I hand her one and hold mine up for a toast. To celebrations and slippery nipples. She clinks her shot glass against mine, and we tilt our heads back. It's way too sweet for me, but I love the way this girl is licking her lips in appreciation. So, what's the verdict? I place my shot glass down and stand directly in front of her. So far, she's getting 0 points for conversation. I either need to make my move or take a pass. How was it?
Delicious.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Crystal.
I smile at her and lean forward to talk directly into her ear. Well, Crystal, I'd like to celebrate with you tonight by getting my hands, mouth, and cock all over your nipples. Do you want to get out of here with me? She shivers as I run my fingers down her upper arms and steps forward to press her chest against my chest. Yes.
Yes, I'd love to go home with you.
My lust dims a bit at the thought of taking her to my house. History has proven that one-night stands are difficult to get rid of after sex. I prefer to go to their place or get a hotel room. Sorry, but my house is getting painted. Can we go to your place? It's a total lie, but it's my go-to excuse when I'm trying to avoid bringing women home.
Oh, I live with my parents.
Fuck. Well, that's a bummer. What should we do? I trace the skimpy strap of her top and follow the neckline with my finger. Her nipples point up at me, and I would only need to move the fabric over one measly inch to see them. She arches into my touch, and I almost can't take it anymore. My dick is a steel rod in my pants at this point.
Do you want to find a bathroom?
She suggests, helpfully. Let it be known, a guy can never suggest using a seedy bathroom to get down and dirty with a girl. But if she doesn't mind, who am I to complain? I smile at her and clasp her hand. Come with me. I lead her toward the hallway with bathrooms. As we're walking, Quinn catches my eye and gives me a thumbs up. I nod to her boy toy and wink. Max was all worried about things getting awkward after Quinn and I fucked, but he was worried for no reason. I have had my fair share of clingers, but she is not one of them. I love it that we get along so well we can even cheer the other person on when we're hooking up with someone else. That is not a common trait in women. Crystal follows me through the crowded club until we turn down the hall where the bathrooms are. We can turn right to get to the bathrooms, but they are crazy crowded, and I don't know how much fun we could have with people constantly coming in and out. I look to the left and see a dark hall. Let's see what's down here. I try every doorknob we pass, but they're all locked. Near the end of the hall, I see a slightly recessed area with a waist-high file cabinet. If we stand in here, we will be pretty much out of sight. Crystal reads my mind and hops up on the cabinet, putting her at just the right height. I step in between her legs and run my nose down her cheek. Her arms settle on my shoulders and she sighs sweetly. "Did you know you have the most amazing tits I've ever seen?" I tell her truthfully.
"Do you like them?"
She arches her chest against mine. I nod rapidly. "Oh yeah, I want to see them, Crystal. You want to show them to me?" She looks from side to side to make sure we're alone down here, then giggles and bites her lip.
I don't normally do this kind of thing in a hallway,
she tells me. This girl has known me for all of 12 minutes. We both know I'm not the first random hookup she's ever had, but I don't want to make her feel bad about this. Women should be able to enjoy random hookups just as much as men. There's no shame in two consenting adults giving and taking pleasure from each other. I just need to make sure she wants to do this with me. No pressure, sweetheart. If you don't like the idea of doing this right here, right now, I can walk you back to your friends and jack off later to the thought of what might have happened in this hallway.
No, I want to be here. I'm just nervous about someone catching us, that's all,
she says quickly. Thank fuck. Although, I kind of like the idea of someone catching us. I'm standing right here, so I'll shield you from view. Besides, if we hear anything, we can just stop. I smile my most convincing smile and lean down to kiss her. Soft kisses at first. They're nice, but I need more. I deepen the kiss, licking at the seam of her lips. She opens her mouth, giving me access, but this makes it worse, not better. It's the wrong ratio of tongue, lips, and teeth. She's trying to touch my tonsils with her tongue, but her lips are so thin that her teeth dig into my lips and gums. This is not working for me. I back away from her mouth and trail kisses down her neck, onto her collarbone, and finally onto the tops of her breasts. Much better. I'm gonna kiss these perfect nipples. She nods her agreement and leans back against the wall. I mold my hands to her tits, gently massaging and weighing them in my hands. Jesus Christ, they're definitely real, so soft and full. I pull the neckline down so her boobs spill up and out of her top. Fuck, they're perfect. She moans as I graze the backs of my fingers over her nipples, feeling the hard nubs that have me hypnotized. Then I hear a soft noise to my side. When I turn to see if anyone is approaching, I find Quinn, standing in the shadows, staring directly at me. I'm standing here with my hands on a complete stranger's tits, and Quinn is watching me with rapt attention. There is no trace of jealousy in her expression, only desire. I glance at Crystal to see if she has noticed Quinn's presence, but her eyes are still closed. My cock throbs at the thought of Quinn watching me in action. I meet Quinn's eyes. You want me to keep going? I ask her. She stares at my hands, touching Crystal's nipples, and nods. Crystal, however, thinks I'm talking to her and says,
Yes, please keep going.
Fuck.
Quinn. Holy shit. I can't believe I'm standing here staring at Charlie's masculine hands as they fondle a set of amazing boobs. But my legs seem to be rooted to the floor. Not 10 minutes ago, I was on the dance floor feeling pretty sure I was about to get lucky with a delicious man, but his friend had some emergency and he had to take off. Monica and Max left a few minutes ago, as did Logan and Tate. I had assumed Charlie and the girl with the giant boobs left when I saw them walking through the club. When my hookup for the night bailed, I decided to go to the bathroom and call it a night. As I came down the hall to go to the bathroom, a sound coming from the opposite direction caught my attention, and I paused to look down the dark hallway. It sounded kind of like a gasp, but I couldn't tell if it was a gasp of pleasure or fear. The lack of lighting made it difficult to see, so I crept down the hall as quietly as I could, the protective side of me wanting to make sure there wasn't someone being taken advantage of. When I heard it again, it was definitely a pleasure-filled moan. I froze, ready to turn back around, as the girl seemed to be enjoying whatever was happening. Then I heard the unmistakable voice of Charlie Nelson. Realizing Charlie was down the hall getting it on with some random girl did not make me want to leave like a normal person. No, my inner pervert wants to stay and watch. See, I've had Charlie's hands on me, and I know how talented those hands are. He oozes sex appeal without even trying. With unruly blonde hair, mischievous ocean blue eyes, golden skin, and a smile that could melt the panties off a nun, it's hard to resist his pull. The fact that he is honest to a fault, totally unfiltered, and completely upfront about what he wants, makes him quite charming. He is the perfect choice for no-strings-attached sex. As my eyes adjust to the dim light, I can see Charlie's face. His cheeks are flushed with arousal, and his eyes burn into mine. The girl is leaning back, arching her breasts into his touch with her eyes closed. And I must give props where props are due. Miss Double D has an amazing rack. Full soft boobs with pretty, upturned nipples. Charlie plucks at said nipples, pinching them slightly, then lifting each one up toward his mouth. My own nipples tingle beneath my clothes, and I'm tempted to reach under my shirt and play with them as Charlie starts to lick and suck the stiff peaks in front of him. He leaves them wet, shiny with his saliva, and alternates back and forth between them. Miss Double D whimpers when he bites one and pulls, and her thighs start to rub together. She must be so wet after Charlie's ministrations. I know I am. My body is so turned on, I'm not sure I can wait until I get home to masturbate. My lady bits are all awake and wanting attention. Charlie grunts in appreciation and turns to look at me. I bet you're soaking wet for me, aren't you? I nod frantically, and part of me wants him to turn his attention on me, but the other part wants to see what he does next. How far will he take it in the hallway of a club? Will she suck his cock? Will he fuck her? The girl, once again, thinks he's talking to her and responds with, "God, yes." She isn't much of a talker, but Charlie more than makes up for it. "You know what would turn me on so much?" he asks her. I'm afraid she's going to open her eyes, but she doesn't. "I want to see you lick your nipples. Have you ever done that before?" He lifts her breasts up, and I can see that it's likely possible. I can't do that, but it's not for lack of trying. She shakes her head. "No, I've never tried." "Can you try for me? I'd really like to see it," he tells her in a husky voice, as he lifts one breast closer to her face. She hesitates, then leans her head down to see how close she can get. I hug the wall as best I can to stay out of sight, but angle my body so I can continue to watch. She stares up at Charlie and tentatively sticks out her tongue to see if she can reach it. Then she swipes it across her stiff peak, experimentally. "Fuck," he groans, leaning in to lick it right after her. "Do it again." They alternate licks until their tongues touch over her nipple, and I'm about to combust. I'm not a lesbian. My attraction for men has been clearly established. I've never wanted to kiss a woman, never thought I'd want to lick a girl's nipple, but... fuck. I can't deny how aroused I am watching this scene unfold. "I'm going to make you come so hard," he promises her. Oh my God. Do I want to watch this? Yes, I do. She's wearing a short skirt, so he has easy access. When she nods in agreement, he helps her adjust so she's sitting on the edge of the cabinet, legs spread wide, back leaning on the wall behind her. "I need you to keep licking those pretty tits for me, okay? You look so hot doing that." She nods and continues, moaning softly as Charlie's hands slide up her thighs. His position makes it difficult for me to see what he's doing, but I can tell when he finally makes contact as they both groan. Fuck. My own clit is throbbing. I watch his back muscles shift as he moves his arms. I imagine one hand is holding her underwear to the side, and the other hand is busy stroking her. When wet sounds reach my ears, I know I'm right. Miss Double D moans and stops licking her nipples, only to pinch and pull at them instead. Her head falls back, pleasure softening her expression. That's it. I want to feel this tight pussy come around my fingers. I watch her face and see the moment her orgasm hits. Her face scrunches up, almost in pain. Then her mouth falls open and she gasps. She clutches onto Charlie's arms and shakes as he draws out her orgasm. Charlie looks over his shoulder at me, his fingers still buried inside her, and groans. Fucking hell, that was hot. I'm on fire, sweat's trickling down my back, and I ache with the need to come. He must need to come, too. she agrees. All of my senses are so wrapped up in what's happening in front of me, I fail to notice the sound of footsteps behind me until they're right next to me.
What's going on down here?
A security guard asks. I step in front of Charlie to give them a moment to put her shirt back on properly and face the tall, suspicious man. Oh, nothing. I was just looking for my brother, I say louder than necessary. I turn to face Charlie. Hey, there you are. I just wanted to let you know I'm taking off. Miss Double D's tits are covered by the flimsiest excuse for a top I've ever seen. Her cheeks are pink, and Charlie's erection is making a dent in his pants. But at least all essential parts are covered.
Don't go, Charlie says to me, stepping away from the girl. Let me take you home.
The security guard looks between the three of us with narrowed eyes.
You guys can't be down here. Please move along.
No problem, I tell him and start walking toward the exit.
Quinn, hang on a second,
Charlie shouts after me. My heart is beating erratically in my chest.
Who was that?
I hear Miss Double D ask him. Footsteps follow me and I hear Charlie tell her,
Sorry, sweetheart. I have to get going. Thank you for everything.
Hey, wait,
she calls after him.
I didn't get your name.
Leave it to Charlie to hook up with someone without even telling her his name.
See you around,
he says, dismissing her with a wave as he catches up with me.
Where are you going so fast?
He wraps his arm around my waist and pulls me into his side. What are you doing? Why aren't you back there with Miss Double D? I ask him. He barks out a laugh at my name for her.
They might have been Triple D. Did you see those tits?
He groans and looks to the ceiling with a tortured smile. I did see those tits. I saw him touch them and lick them. And I saw her lick them. And I watched him make her come. Holy fuck, I'm such a voyeur. It was like witnessing real live porn right in front of me. Don't you want to take her home and fuck her? I ask him. Why did he leave her back there?
What about you? Where is your boy toy for the night?
He smirks at me and pulls me to a stop near the restrooms. He had to go. I shrug. I was just stopping at the bathroom on my way out when I trail off.
When you decided to watch me in action?
He finishes for me. I laugh. That pretty much sums it up.
I'm glad you did. It was hot as fuck. Come home with me tonight.
I stop and turn to look at him. His ocean blue eyes are full of lust, desire, and naughty intentions. God, what those eyes do to me. When I don't answer right away, he flashes me his panty-dropping grin, showing me his dimples and teeth, like a hungry wolf.
Come on, Red,
he pleads, using his nickname for me.
My cock is as hard as a rock right now, and I know you got all hot and bothered back there watching us. Let's go give each other some orgasms.
I stare into this handsome face and give in to what he wants, because I want it just as much. Okay, let's.
I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. Meet me right here in 5 minutes.
He leans down into my ear and says,
Do not get yourself off in the bathroom. I know you're about 2 seconds away from coming, but that orgasm is mine.
You're so bossy, I complain. How did he know I was going to try to get some relief in the bathroom?
You like me, bossy.
I do.
Chapter 2. That's some party trick. Charlie, I'm so worked up right now I almost can't see straight. I'd fully intended to fuck Miss Double D, as Quinn so aptly named her, but once the security guard interrupted us and Quinn bolted, having sex with Crystal lost its appeal. All I could think about was Quinn's gaze on me, watching me touch another woman, watching me make her come. She liked watching. I could tell how turned on she was by the way her chest was rising and falling so rapidly with every breath, the way she couldn't tear her eyes away from me, the sheen of sweat on her upper lip and neck. My cock throbs in my pants just thinking about it. Quinn insists on driving, as I had a few shots tonight, and we decide to go to her place because it's closer. Quinn lives in a condo that's quite nice, actually. Once we're in her car, I adjust my dick so my
Sample complete. Ready to continue?